Don't all rush at once in water, but there's only one to take hundreds of you, and I am now going to do the strong, manly thing that all lieutenants do, having given a stirring and inspirational speech, and I am going to go and fetch my mother!
Young chaps in khaki uniform. In fact, so many brave boys have signed up, we've actually run out of khaki.
Can I quote you on that, Sergeant?
No. Right, stand forward, all those brutes.
I know you're a busy man. I just wanted to know if you could confirm some information that's been coming over from France. Because some of my colleagues over there have been writing about the fact that in the outskirts of the Belgian town of Ypres.
Ypres.
Fighting has broken out. There has been carnage on the streets. From Belgium to Bordeaux, from Paris to the Pyrenees. Can you confirm this,
Miss Machin? I cannot deny or confirm anything you may wish to write down in your nice little paper, sir.
Well, what about the news that this German spy has been shot here but a matter of days ago? Can you confirm that, sir?
Most unpleasant business, Mr. Machin. Yes, I can confirm. The Lieutenant Karl Hans Lodi was executed at dawn some 2 days ago.
Karl Hans Lodi, that was?
Yes, Mr. Machin. Mr. Machin, I am a big fan of your writing. I very much enjoyed your true and honest account of the Bowmen of Mons, how a celestial force of English bowmen descended from the heavens to protect our brave boys in their withdrawal.
Well, I have to stop you there, Sergeant, because I have to admit that that was a fiction. I made it up, sir.
There's no need to be modest, Mr. Machin.
No, I'm not being modest, Sergeant. I wasn't there. I made it up. I was in my study.
My brother's boy was there. He told us all about it.
Well, he could tell me a lot more about it in truth, because, of course, I made it up. It's a fiction, Sergeant. I must insist.
Of course it is, Mr. Machin.
Well, it's like banging my head against a brick wall, eh?
Right then! All those willing to enlist, and those still having some doubts, I have a particular treat for you here this day. For here, at the Tower of London, we have the premier recruiting officer in all the land. None other than Miss Vesta Tilly, star of the stage and the phonographic record, who is performing this very evening over at the Wilton's Music Hall. Miss Tilly has agreed for an exclusive performance for you good people here this day at the Stone Kitchen Tavern, our very own pub here at the Tower of London. Miss Tilly will perform for you entirely free of charge, and I can guarantee you no need to queue. This way, gentlemen and ladies. I understand that Mr. Sheridan, what sings about the seaside, he'll also be there. This way, step lively, one foot in front of the other. It's called walking. What do you want? I'm making an invitation. This way, come on.
This way. First drinks on you, sir. Come on. On the left. Not far at all. Easy, we're at the flick ass bench. Bounce together, can't we? That'll happen later on, maybe. Come on this way. Follow up, madam. Let me encourage you. Take my arm. What you got there? Your rum ration. Come on, you as well. This way. Here we are.
No,